A new sex scandal is unfolding in Washington, D.C., and boy, is it going to be a doozy. Oh, it has all the elements that make an American pseudo-drama, a voyeur's delight, and a 24-hour news programmer salivate. There's sex, call girls, high-profile Washington insiders, little black books with phone numbers, a madam prepared to tell all, and best of all, suspense. Already one administration figure has resigned, but more are sure to come. But when? And better yet, who? It has been reported that the D.C. madam's attorney is receiving calls from other attorneys representing nameless individuals, asking that these individuals remain just that, nameless. With between 10 and 15,000 clients over a 13-year career, I have no doubt there are many people wishing that they had pursued their desires differently. Oh, this is the kind of scandal that America loves. Oh, it won't be long before there are those who use the scandal to begin pontificating about American values, about families, about morality, and no doubt, the Bible will be quoted and misquoted extensively. Regrettably, though, there won't be any real conversation about morals or values. It'll just be full of posturing and self-promotion. Politicians, preachers, and talking heads will use this event to push their agenda, for in America, we rarely talk about right and wrong. Rather, on the political stage, we use it to strengthen our hand or weaken our opponent. I can't help contrast this unfolding sex scandal and the events that are sure to come with the recent resignation of the admissions dean at MIT. From what has been reported, this was a truly respected administrator at one of our nation's finest schools of higher education. Students and faculty praised her for her humor, outspokenness, and insight. This administrator, charged with determining who would and wouldn't be admitted into MIT based upon their school records, test scores, and personal statements, lied on her own resume more than 20 years ago when she first applied for a job at the university as a secretary in the admissions office. As she rose in rank during her career at the university, she never saw fit to correct these fabrications, which were only recently discovered. She indicated on her resume that she had earned degrees, which in fact, she had not. She also wrote a book which further served to elevate her profile. Ironically, some of the advice she offered in that book to the reader, she should have listened to herself. The book entitled Less Stress, More Success is designed to help students and parents survive the college admission process. She urged students to let their authentic selves come through their paperwork, and she even warned students not to make up information, but rather, quote, always be completely honest about who you are, unquote. I can't help but wonder what she must have been thinking as she wrote those words. Was she concerned that her own lies would someday be revealed and that which she works hard to achieve would be shattered? Oh yeah, this scandal too will generate some press, but not nearly as much as the sex scandal. But regrettably, I don't think either of these events will generate an honest discussion about why people who know right from wrong don't act on what they know. I believe that serious conversations about ethics is needed. But unfortunately, ours is a society driven more by the possessions we accumulate and the wealth we amass and the kind of people we are and the values we live by. The only time we seem to care about another's values is when we see the seemingly powerful fall or when a great sex scandal is unfolding.